Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. An RV exploded in downtown Nashville this morning, damaging nearby facilities for telecommunications company AT&T. Member station WPLN's Alexis Marshall reports it's causing service issues for people in and around the city.
As of right now, police say it may be just a coincidence that the blast occurred outside an AT&T transmission building. But law enforcement agencies around Middle Tennessee say their 911 and non-emergency lines are down, and the outages reach as far as Kentucky and Knoxville. A spokesperson for AT&T says they're in touch with law enforcement and working as quickly and as safely as possible to restore service. Law enforcement believe the blast this morning from an RV was intentional. A spokesperson from Nashville Police says verbal warnings were issued from the vehicle before it detonated. The explosion sent three people to the hospital and charred several cars and damaged blocks of historic 2nd Avenue in downtown. For NPR News, I'm Alexis Marshall in Nashville.
A number of media outlets are now citing unnamed sources saying possible human remains have been found in the vicinity of the blast site. A bit of a reprieve from a devastating surge of the coronavirus in the Midwest, where authorities say the rampant level of infections there appears to have shown some signs of subsiding. However, they also caution holiday gatherings could reignite the worst outbreaks of the pandemic. Researchers at Johns Hopkins say states in the northern part of the Midwest and the Great Plains have seen average daily cases decline over the past 2 weeks. Public health officials are urging families to be on the lookout for people struggling with addiction this holiday season. National data shows overdoses have continued to accelerate during the pandemic, but as NPR's Brian Mann reports, there is help available.
Overdose deaths hit a new record last year, and according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. is on track for another devastating milestone in 2020, with fatalities likely to top 82,000. In some communities, overdoses have spiked more than 50%. In a statement, CDC Director Robert Redfield said Americans need to take care of people suffering from addiction. A holiday season where people are isolated because of the coronavirus could leave those with substance use disorders even more vulnerable to a crisis or relapse. A government helpline for people and families struggling with addiction is being staffed 24/7 through the holidays. That number is 1-800-662-HELP. Brian Mann, NPR News.
The coronavirus pandemic has altered many Christmas traditions, but with people avoiding large gatherings, churches were still able to hold some of their annual holiday services, simply moving them online. Meanwhile, quarantines, curfews, and border closures have complicated Christmas celebrations for millions of people around the world. For many, it is a smaller holiday gathering this year. More than 18 million people in the U.S. have tested positive for the coronavirus, and COVID-19 has claimed the lives of nearly 330 people. You're listening to NPR. In Britain, around 1,000 soldiers were spending Christmas Day trying to clear a huge backlog of trucks stranded in southeast England. The logjam began days ago when France slammed shut its borders in response to a new variant of the coronavirus that emerged in the UK. Despite a relatively brief shutdown, it created a massive backlog. Upwards of 4,000 truckers remained in their cabs yesterday, though progress has been made. A new and possibly more infectious strain of the coronavirus has been detected in Ireland now. NPR's Joe Palka has that story.
The new strain seems to have originated in the UK back in September and has been spreading rapidly there ever since. Although apparently more infectious, so far it doesn't seem to be associated with more severe COVID-19 disease. A statement from the Irish Department of Health says the presence of the new strain in Ireland has been confirmed by genetic sequencing. To prevent additional spread, health officials are asking people recently arrived from the UK to self-isolate for 14 days. According to Department of Health statistics, there have been 84,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Ireland and nearly 2,200 deaths. Joe Palka, NPR News.
Seeking to instill hope at a time the coronavirus pandemic has much of the world in its grip, Britain's Queen Elizabeth today praised what she called the indomitable spirit of those she says have risen magnificently to the challenge of the pandemic. Seated behind a desk at Windsor Castle, the Queen expressing sympathy for the ordeal of the past few months while laying out hope for a return to normality down the road. UK has the second highest COVID-19 death toll in Europe, totaling about 70,000 people, second only to Italy. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.